Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms, this is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way. Matt McClure here with Bradley Harden with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Hey there, Bradley. How are you?
Matt, you know what? I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I cannot complain at all. Actually, we were talking before we started the show today. I was like, well, you know, maybe I could complain, but nobody'd listen anyway, so it wouldn't do me any good. So I'm not going to.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Exactly.
But it is the most wonderful time of the year that we are in here. So what do we have to complain about at the end of the day anyway? So, I really always enjoy being with you and with the listeners. And hey, if you are a listener to the show, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Whether you're listening on the radio in the coastal Florida area, right around Daytona Beach, New Smyrna Beach, Ormond Beach, that whole area where we are on the radio and where Bradley and his wife Madison do their business there very much locally with you, or whether you're listening across the world via podcast. Yeah, technology, you know, we're global these days. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can get the show. It's Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Just search for Retirement Your Way there and you'll be able to find us. Subscribe, leave us a nice rating. We'd love that. Same thing on the old YouTube machine. If you want to go there to YouTube, open up the app, search Retirement Your Way. Videos of all of our shows are there, including back to our TV show that we did, basically a TV version of this radio show and podcast, essentially there. So you can see our smiling faces and a lot of different highlights from the show as well. And don't hesitate to contact Bradley and Madison with any of your questions, because the bottom line here is you don't want to guess your way through retirement. You want to build a plan that is going to cover income. It's going to cover taxes. It's going to cover lifestyle, all of the things, and some things that could trip you up in the first year of retirement. You don't want them to trip you up. And that's what we're going to talk about a lot today. But, you know, in the meantime, I want you to go to the website. It's planretirementyourway.com. planretirementyourway.com or call 386-977-9684. The number one more time, 386-977-9684. All right, Bradley, that is my housekeeping. That's my big spiel at the top of the show here. What have we got coming up over this next half hour for folks?
Today's main topic of the show is the first year of retirement. So we're going to cover, you know, some things that may catch retirees off guard and how you can prepare. The importance of a smart vision and smart inspection of your retirement plan. And I know if you're watching the news, you know, company valuations, you know, stock market drama. So one thing to ask yourself is, how would your portfolio react to a market drop? What is that sequence of returns risk? And, you know, if I lost a certain amount, how much do I then need to recover in order to simply just break even? We'll maybe close it out with some year-end reminders and some news that you can use. So as every show, every episode, we do have financial wisdom, the quote of the week. So Matt, I'm going to bounce that back to you to read us the quote of the week.
Yeah, it's a little bit of inspiration for the conversation that we're going to have here over this next little bit. And it comes actually from a Greek philosopher this time. I think it's the first time we've had a Greek philosopher with our quote of the week, but it was Socrates who said, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." Boy, I love that, especially for the topic this week.
No, I agree. That's a great one. And, you know, the past is in the past. Let's focus on the future, especially, you know, to kind of wrap it into the subject of the show and that first year of retirement. Let's start building those building blocks of being comfortable and income and travel and all the things that you work so hard to get to. Let's go ahead and start focusing on those. So, you know, the big picture today, we're talking about a topic that catches a lot of folks by surprise, the tweaks, the bumps, and sometimes shocks in the first year of retirement. You may think that once you stop working, the stress is over, but in reality, the first 12 months off the job often bring adjustments that go beyond just finances. Understanding them now can help you steer a smoother and more confident course.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first one here is the emotional shift from earning to spending. So, you know, one of the hardest parts isn't necessarily the financial aspect, it's the psychological. And after decades of working, saving, building, retirement does flip the script. Now you're withdrawing instead of contributing. You may feel guilt every time you tap into your savings, and you may worry, even if the numbers work, that you'll outlive that nest egg. You might miss the identity, purpose, structure, and daily social contact that a job provided. So again, once you're retired, you're kind of in that bubble, not really by yourself, but you're now trying to find human interaction, find things to go do and spend time with other people. And, you know, what helps is many retirees find it useful to treat retirement income like a paycheck by setting up regular automatic monthly transfers from investments. That way, it kind of gives you that feeling of getting that weekly or biweekly paycheck rather than just random lump sum distributions. And, you know, that's not what you're used to. And also, it gives yourself time 6 to 12 months before making any major life or financial decisions. You should let the emotional dust settle first.
I mean, it really is true because, you know, I feel like I was just talking to somebody the other day who that was kind of the biggest hurdle that they're going to have to overcome. And he's going to retire like March, April timeframe of next year. And he was like, this is going to be just a very weird thing for me to get used to. I mean, I've been saving, I've been investing, I've been doing all these things, and he's done a great job at all of that throughout the years. But then all of a sudden it does flip the script and you've got to just get used to, okay, I'm no longer like necessarily focusing all of my attention on the saving and the investing part of it. I got to, you know, draw that down, and I got to make that last the rest of my life too. And all of that can be overwhelming from an emotional standpoint.
Some people, they cannot wait until they get to that day, because once they're retired, that's it, baby. Don't call me. Don't email me. I'm off the clock. It's time to spend and travel. And there's other people that are anxious. You know, they're worried about, am I making the right choice? Am I doing the right thing? Have I checked all my boxes? And, you know, one of the things that the biggest switch, especially during this time of year, so for you folks that are listening that are maybe on the Medicare program or folks with employer coverage or marketplace, this is the time of year where everybody is making changes for healthcare. And so kind of the next topic there is, you know, healthcare costs are often a surprise, even for healthy retirees. So, you know, Medicare or other retirement health coverage isn't just a magic bullet, and many retirees find themselves hit with unanticipated costs. So as you transition away from group coverage into retiree coverage, you're either 65 and older and you're able to join Medicare, in which, what should I do? Should I go Medigap, Medicare Advantage, or maybe you have what we call the bridge, where maybe you're retired at 60, 62, 63, and you have to bridge that time between retirement to 65 when you get Medicare. And so navigating the marketplace and private healthcare choices can be a little overwhelming. So, you know, it is important to work with trusted financial professionals, advisors that can help you. And, you know, I know most of mine and Madison's practice is regarding the financial planning, income planning, and safety, but we can absolutely give you advice on what to do for your healthcare as you make that transition, whether it's Medicare 65 or a bridge plan.
It's so important to do that as well, because healthcare is such a huge expense. It's one of the biggest, if not the largest expense in retirement for so many people. And so having a good plan, and then, you know, taking into account long-term care and having a long-term care, you know, plan as well, is such a crucial thing. Just because, I mean, you know, you hear stories about it every day, people going bankrupt because they didn't have the money to pay for their healthcare services. They didn't have proper coverage and all the things. So it's a huge financial decision as well. And then, you know, another, I think I love that we started off the list with something that's more along the lines of not necessarily fully financial, although it has to do with your finances, but an emotional sort of a thing. And I think number three on this list also has to do with emotions a lot as well. And that's like, you know, your time and your relationships, just kind of making that adjustment to a new daily rhythm can be very difficult.
Right. I agree, Matt. And retirement doesn't just change your finances. It completely alters your day-to-day life. Suddenly, you may be spending far more time with your spouse or partner than ever before, and you can be the decider of if that's good or not. You may feel pressure to say yes whenever someone needs something because you're quote unquote available. Hobbies or activities that used to feel special on weekends can maybe lose their appeal when every day is Saturday in retirement. So, you know, and many retirees miss this sense of being needed, whether by coworkers or clients. But what works is talking openly and ideally before you retire with your partner or family about how much alone time or personal space each person needs, because you want to build those purposeful anchors into your week, such as volunteering, part-time consulting, hobbies, social gatherings, or mentoring. And I've had people retire and they've got plenty of income. They're fine. We've protected assets. Everything is going well, but they still seek that human interaction. So they go pick up a part-time job or a hobby, not because they need to, but because they want to. And that's something that, you know, when we meet and we talk income planning, first year of retirement, we can build a plan where you're not required to go back to work through our planning. But if you want to, you know, why not?
Yeah, and that's true, like financial security right there, like just being able to do it if you want to, but not do it because you have to, you know, go back to work and enter the workforce because you've got to make ends meet. Just have that income plan, that's, you know, protection, that growth. And then when you get into your retirement years, that income to show, you know, okay, I know that I'm going to have this steady paycheck coming for the rest of my life and that I can do the things that I want to do and not those things that maybe I don't want to do so much, but I have to do because I didn't have the plan in place. So, you know, the moral of the story, get a plan in place. And I would encourage you actually, while we're on the subject, to get a plan in place by calling Bradley and Madison with AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. And of course, we'll repeat those contact methods many, many more times here as we go through the show. And number four, boy, it has to do with everybody's favorite subject, and that is taxes, of course. And tax complexity really doesn't necessarily get simpler. Things often kind of get more complicated that first year of retirement.
Right, and I agree, Matt. And it's simply because when you're working, let's say you're a W-2 employee, the only thing you have to worry about every year is filing that W-2, right? Because if you're contributing to 401ks at your job, IRAs, you know, you may have some other contribution forms to turn in, but ultimately your income is coming from one stream. Whereas when you retire, let's say we've elected to take Social Security payments, let's say you've turned on the annuity contract that we've set up for lifetime income, or you're taking IRA distribution. So you're going to be getting tax forms from each one of those different streams. And so that might be a little bit more complicated. Not that it's not something we can learn, address, and be confident about. It's just something to rather be aware of. And what to do is we need to make sure, and that's what we help you determine, is understanding all of your tax buckets. So we've got taxable buckets, we've got tax deferred, and we've got tax free. So we want to plan a strategy to minimize those taxes for your lifetime as opposed to just this year's tax bill. So as registered Social Security analysts, Madison and I can run different Social Security claiming scenarios, how that's going to impact your overall taxable income. We can do RMD planning to say, okay, well, you know, if I'm pulling my RMD, is that going to bump my Social Security income as taxable up to 85%? So again, these aren't things that are uncommon in the industry for us to plan for, but if that's something you're worried about, then we absolutely should sit down and come up with a strategy.
Yeah, it really is true. You know, you've got a sort of that hidden thing that lurks beneath the surface of all of this, and you got to make sure and take a look at it. You know, just lift up the surface and look underneath and see, oh my gosh, the tax man is right there. He's coming after me, and I got to be prepared for that. You know, because if you don't, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? So we got to get that plan once again in place. And you know, number five here, I thought this was interesting. For a lot of people, they think that, and kind of the old conventional wisdom was that, you know, I'm going to retire, my spending's going to drop because maybe I'm not commuting into the office every day. I'm not, you know, spending so much on gas, wear and tear on the car and all of that, and doing all the daily stuff that I've been doing. And so they think that spending really does just fall off a cliff, but it doesn't usually. A lot of times in that first year, especially, it'll go up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, yeah. And, you know, they say people may have heard that you're only going to spend 70 to 80% of what you did while you're working, but I don't think so. You know, my opinion is that that first year, that's your first year of vacation, first year of retirement. You should go live your best life. But not doing it in a way that creates anxiety or you're not confident that you can sustain, obviously maybe not sustaining that forever, but you know, you're only healthy and young one time. So building a plan that will allow you, you know, in that first year, let's splurge a little. You know, I've got a client that just put a pool in and she's retired and she waited till she was done and boom, let's get the pool. She imagined herself sitting out on the pool deck, tanning her retirement away. Good for her, right? That's what we do here in Florida. So it is true though. Many retirees actually spend more, especially if they jump to travel, home renovations, hobbies, visiting families. And you know, that's fine. As long as we sit down, we come up with a plan, let's have a little splurge money, let's do what we can. So maybe we set aside a little transition fund. We put a bucket of cash aside, a bucket of money that says, okay, for the next year, this is worry-free. Let's draw that down. Let's use that for the items you want to get to. And then the rest of the buckets, we're going to itemize out for the remainder of retirement. So again, yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. You probably end up spending more that first year, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's like you're running out of the doors of the office, going, "I'm free. What can I do?" You know, and then you gotta find something to do. As a matter of fact, the guy I was just talking about, who is gonna retire next year, he's already got this huge like trip planned. It's like a 3-week cruise, you know, down to like New Zealand and Australia and all that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, man, I am just so jealous. It sounds like such an epic vacation. But that's what you do. I mean, you know, you really start to spend more, and especially that first year right out of the gate here. But, you know, I guess my question now is, because we've been through that list of those things that can really trip people up their first year of retirement, what's kind of the bottom line if you had to sum all of that up for us?
So, Matt, the bottom line is retirement isn't just about money. It's about identity, structure, health, relationships, and lifestyle. The first year isn't a final version of your retirement plan. It's more like a test run. What you thought you'd spend, how you thought you'd feel, and what you thought your days would look like, many of those ideas will change once you're actually living it. That is why it's wise to stay flexible, open-minded, and intentional, and most importantly, give yourself some time. Track what's really happening, and don't hesitate to lean on a financial advisor when it comes to taxes, healthcare, and a long-term income strategy, because that will create that confidence, that foundation in the plan that, you know what, this first year is a test run. And now that I'm retired, I am going to go do those things I've wanted to do.
Yeah, give you that peace of mind and just the ability to do the things that you want to do. So, you know, folks, if you are listening to the show, if you're sort of feeling that kind of what now moment, what do I do now moment after leaving the workforce, a clear plan can help. Or if you're like, you know, a few years away from retirement and you're like, I really don't know what I want to do in my retirement years or what I'm going to be able to do in my retirement years, I would encourage you to reach out to Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida. They will be glad to give you that deep dive into your financial situation and show you what is possible if you were to work with them. Call the number. It's 386-977-9684, 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. And you can get started there with a complimentary review. And it's free of any cost or any obligation here. All right. So, another kind of big question for folks that you really help them answer. You know, we've sort of left that last segment with, well, if you don't really know what you want to do or don't really know what you can do in that first year, I mean, really kind of having a smart vision for your retirement is sort of answering that question, right? It's like, I often think about it sort of like a financial GPS a little bit. Like, what are you going to do first thing when you get in a car and you've never been where you're trying to go? You got to put in your destination right into the GPS. And so the smart vision part is kind of like that. It's like putting in the destination. All right, where am I going?
Right, Matt. And you make a great point there. You know, even if I've been to a client's house or a restaurant or anything, I still plug in the GPS to figure out what's the most efficient way and is there traffic or not, you know? So again, doing that for clients. So some things that you can think about would be, you know, what are you doing during your retirement years? Who are you with? Who are you taking care of? Do you have any specific goals? Do you want to retire or relaunch? And how are you going to fund it all? Part of every visit with our clients, especially that initial visit, is we do something called a smart inspection of your retirement savings. So again, you know, reach out, call, go to the website, schedule that meeting with us. And part of that initial visit will be including, we're going to review all your accounts, the IRAs, 401ks, anything that you're holding, assess your current balances and fee structure. So how much have you been able to save for retirement? What are you currently paying in management fees? And again, many people we work with are often surprised by the fees they're currently paying. We're going to look at the history of returns. The biggest thing is the cash flow report. So do you have an income gap or an income surplus? So again, cash flow in retirement is number one. We got to make sure we're paying our bills and we got to make sure that we've got enough money to do the things we want to do. We're going to take an x-ray on any annuity contracts or pension plans that you currently have to determine the best personal pension options available to protect your hard-earned savings. And so that's a little segment for if you don't have a pension, we can create a personal pension through you through something called an annuity contract. And all of our listeners that call in, we will provide a free copy of a literature called Annuities, Do's and Don'ts. So again, we have that available in the office for everybody that comes in. And another item is we'll determine if there's a tax problem. If you're overly exposed in any tax deferred accounts, we could consider Roth conversions. We're going to look at real estate, rental properties. We're absolutely going to look at any life insurance coverages you have, help you take care of things that you may need or things that you don't need. Most importantly, we're going to start off with who's the beneficiary, right? When was the last time you updated their address, their spelling of their last name? Did that beneficiary get married? So very simple conversations like that. And then everybody, again, because we are RSSA's Registered Social Security Analyst, we will run a Social Security Roadmap report, which will help you identify when is the best time to take my Social Security and how's that going to work with my spouse if I have one? So again, I know I threw a lot out there as far as that first visit goes, but again, we do that for everybody that comes in, calls, or goes to the website from the show.
Yeah, and that first step, you know, in planning a successful retirement is deciding what the dream looks like for you If you want to be like Bradley's client that he was talking about, who built the pool, had that pool installed and wants to sit out there and tan her way through retirement. Or if you want to, you know, maybe go to Bora Bora and tan your way through retirement, whatever you want to do, you got to have that smart vision and then get that smart inspection. Bradley and Madison can help walk you through what it would take to get there for you in your situation. Call them 386-977-9684 or go to planretirementyourway.com. Once again, the website, planretirementyourway.com. All right, last few minutes of the show here, Bradley. And I think, you know, we've seen, especially this year, quite a bit of market volatility. And so a lot of people are probably thinking, okay, can my portfolio withstand a market drop? And it's a real thing. Like we talk about, and we mentioned it on the show before, sequence of returns risk. But just remind people what that is and how it can really have a huge effect on them.
Right. So in simple, the sequence of returns risk is when you're in retirement and you're pulling money out to live on, which is the decumulation stage. So imagine you're pulling money out, you're potentially paying a fee to the current advisor you're with, which we can assess what that fee is, and the market takes a sharp decline. Right. So that's three negatives working against that balance: withdrawals, fees, and market decline. So part of that initial visit would be figuring out how much of your portfolio is at risk and educating you on how much you would have to earn if, for example, you lost 20% of your account. So I'm going to give off some numbers here real quick, Matt. I know we're about to wrap up, but think about this. If I lost 20% of my account, I would need to make a 25% gain just to break even. So that's not that, you know, that doesn't feel as dramatic. Okay, well, I lost 20%. I need to make back 25 to make even. Okay, well, if I lost 50% of my account, I need to make a 100% return just to be back even again. So those are some of the things during that initial visit that we can talk about, try to write that out of your plan so you're not worried about market super bad market declines and that sequence of returns risk.
It's a very real risk there, and you kind of just see it, you know, that with that loss of 50% having to then double your money just to get back where you started. That's crazy. And so if you want to combat it, give a call to Bradley and Madison, 386-977-9684, or you can go to planretirementyourway.com. Again, that number is 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. The consultation is free of any cost or any obligation. All right, Bradley, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. It has flown by quickly, but I'll thank you for everything that you bring to the table each week, and we'll do it again next time.
Sounds good, Matt. I really appreciate you kicking us off and wrapping us up. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. And thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you again next time for more Retirement Your Way.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Hardin are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM. A registered investment advisor, BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Hardin do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.